Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Well, Jesus tells us some amazing things in the gospel passage today. For I am the way, the truth, and the life. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these. But I'd like us to focus on the one thing that Jesus repeats in this passage. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Jesus speaks about his relationship with God the Father as this mutual indwelling. The Father being in him and he in the Father. You can't get much closer than that, right, than being inside of somebody. I think in terms of our human relationships, the one that perhaps most closely resembles this is that of a mother with her child. And all of us started with being inside of our mothers. That's why the love of a mother for her child is so strong. It's this relationship of indwelling, living inside of another. And that love for a child grows even after they're born and as they grow and as they mature. I once heard a parent say that deciding to have a child is like deciding to live with your heart outside of your body for the rest of your life. And that, while that might be a graphic way to look at it, I think that speaks to the depth of love that exists there. Because your heart is very much inside of you. And while any child must live in the world just like the rest of us, that relationship between a parent and child is one that always remains close. Or at least it's a relationship that should remain close. Of course, there are situations where we have broken relationships within our family because no family is perfect. But when Jesus reveals God as Father, he is the perfect Father. The one who loves us unconditionally and who loves us so much that he wants to be inside of us. In the second reading, we heard from St. Peter, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house. A house is a place where people live. And St. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you? Jesus has come so that God could dwell within you, within me. And that's That's how he can say later, you will do the works that I do and even greater ones than these. Because it's God who lives in us that allows us to accomplish great things in and through us. God in us. And this weekend, we'll have about 40 of our second graders who will receive their first Holy Communion. I know they're very excited to approach the altar and to receive the Eucharist for the very first time. This sacrament of the altar, this is where God comes to dwell in us. Right. In John chapter 14 here, we heard Jesus speak about his relationship with the Father as this mutual indwelling. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Back in John chapter 6, Jesus says, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. As we receive Holy Communion, our bodies become a temple for the living God. Jesus comes to live inside of us. That's the extent of the love of God. And when Jesus comes inside of us, he doesn't just come him, but right, he brings the Father and the Holy Spirit as well, so that we may become living temples of the living God. And the question is, how do we put this in practice? How do we live as these temples? Because this is a fact that all of us who have been baptized, right, we've become, right, these dwelling places for the Lord. And I think the one who can help us to live this out is our Blessed Mother Mary. Right, we've turned the calendars over to the month of May, and this is the month where we honor our Blessed Mother. She was the one who literally became a dwelling place for the Lord when Jesus became incarnate within her womb. And so she continued to live out her life with Jesus, even to the point of being there with him on the cross. Mary models for us what it looks like to be a temple of the Lord and to be faithful to the Lord, even in those difficult times. But that first reading was taken from the Acts of the Apostles, and as those first seven deacons were ordained, as they were sent out, they faced persecution. Right? The very first name, Stephen, he became the first martyr. It was not easy to be a temple for the Lord. It was not easy to bear witness to Jesus in the world. But Mary shows us that although it's not always easy to follow the Lord, that we do have to be there at the cross. She shows us that the cross leads to joy. That's what that paschal joy is that we've been praying for in this Easter season, the joy that goes to the cross and leads to the resurrection. So may we be renewed in our identity as temples of the Lord, that we may welcome the Lord anew at this Mass as we approach the holy altar, and with Mary become temples of the living God, so that the world may know Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life.